The City of Tampa and the Hillsborough Board of County Commissioners have proclaimed this week to be National Hunger and Homelessness Awareness Week in the city and the county. WMNF reports that today, at its annual meeting, the Homeless Coalition of Hillsborough County presented its Homeless Hero Awards. Homeless Coalition Chief Executive Officer Ramey Knuckles pointed out the coalition's accomplishments during the past fiscal year. That includes their high-profile public awareness campaign, Unexpected Faces, Unexpected Places, which draws attention to the homeless residents of the county. Knuckles outlined the contributions made by the Homeless Coalition during the year.
In all, the coalition provided funding for more than 30 programs in Hillsborough County. And with all of those programs, we see significant changes in people's lives. We provided guidance and technical assistance to more than 50 organizations and individuals. We provided and sponsored 36 trainings and workshops. We brought more than $5 million in federal, state, and local private funding just this past year to the community to help our homeless neighbors.
Tampa Crossroads was recognized as the outstanding agency for its Athena program, a traditional housing and treatment program for homeless female veterans. Homeless Coalition Vice President Patricia Langford lauded Tampa Crossroads and their executive director, former state representative Sarah Romeo.
Tampa Crossroads and Sarah Romeo truly understand that services needed by our homeless neighbors are not simply homeless services, but rather human services.
Robin Larson is the director of Women's Residential Services at Tampa Crossroads. The Athena House opens December 1st, and there's already a waiting list, Larson said.
We've kind of stepped outside of the box, and we recognize where there's a need, and female veterans are not recognized to the extent that we think they should be, women in general, and we just really put our hearts forward to offer support, life skills, and a second chance.
Two Homeless Hero recipients were not present to accept their awards. Thomas Chandler received a direct service award for his role as volunteer director of the Open Arms Ministry of Hyde Park United Methodist Church. Republican State Representative Faye Culp received the Advocacy Awareness Building Award for sponsoring a homelessness bill in the Florida legislature. Lee Hoffman won the award for an individual who was homeless or formerly homeless. Homeless Coalition President Joan Kane Bowles read from the letter of the person who nominated Hoffman.
Lee is usually... It can usually spot someone who is ready to get off the streets. I've seen him help up to 8 people in less than a week get off the streets. Lee is very attentive to the needs of the homeless. He sees when someone is angry, hopeless, or disoriented from drugs or alcohol. He usually spots trouble before it happens and is able to respond to their needs before things get out of hand. Since he has been where they are, he also knows their needs and is not afraid to go ahead head-to-head with public figures to fight for their rights.
In April, Hoffman petitioned the Hillsborough County Commission for funding to provide homeless individuals with voicemail and identification cards.
I don't go around looking for awards. I go around trying just to try to help my brothers and sisters get off the streets. It's more important for me to try to help them than to help myself. This plaque is just a recognition in my own mind that I'm doing the right thing and that other people will see it. The more people that I can educate, the more people that become aware about where the absolute problem is, the more that we can work together through governments and through counties and stuff like that to be able to solve it, I believe that we can solve it.
You can learn more about the Homeless Coalition of Hillsborough County at homelessofhc.org. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.